Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Nitzav Vayelech, the last Shabbos of Shnas Tavshin Pei Vav. As you know, every time a Zman changes from one Zman to another, it's always a moment of opportunity. It's always a time that a person can be Zeich, and certainly you come to the last Shabbos of a year. It's a year that we try to be Misakin whatever we could that is negat to Shabbos. The biggest bizoyan of Shabbos is the wasted afternoons of Shabbos. So many hours of afternoons on Shabbos, and how could it be that the Bate Midrashim are not full? How could it be a person finishes the Suda 1 o'clock or 1:30 and he doesn't have to go to Shul to daven until 5 or 6 hours later, and the whole day gets a pitzel with nothing? Try to make use of the Shabbos the way it really is supposed to do. The mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. What is Oinik Shabbos? We know. What is Kavod Shabbos? Let me tell you what Kavod means. It's the site of the Goyim, the Gra. The Gra is published in many places. Divrei Eliyahu and Parshas Vayetze is one place that I saw it. It's Sefer Birchas Eliyahu and Parshas Vayigash. The Goyim says the following. That the word Kavod, honor, appears two ways. It appears with the vav, male, chaf, veiz, vav, dalid, male, and then it always refers to kavod atayrah. It's not referring to the narish or kavod that people talk about. It's talking about kavod atayrah. For example, one example that's given is the kavod chachamim yimchalu, a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel, or in Avos Perek Vav Mishlei Gimel, ein kavod el atayrah. Kavod, when I'm referring to kavod, kavod is Torah. So kavod chachamim yimchalu, that's what it means when kavod is male. When kavod is spelled chaser, chav veiz dalu rechaylam on the veiz, that refers to the kavod hadinva, to the imagined kavod, not a real kavod. We find, for example, in Parshas Vayetze, by Yishma as divrei b'nei lavan leimar, Yaakov overheard Lavan's children speaking. They said, "Mashal Avinu also is kol hakavod hazeh." Where did Yaakov Avinu get his wealth? "Mashal Avinu also is kol hakavod hazeh." Perak Mamid Aleph Pozigal. What kavod are they talking about? They're talking about the money, about the physical things, physical pleasures that have that refer to kavod. I saw a beer in this, an added explanation in this, that kavod without the vav is a lashon of heaviness. It's a certain heaviness in this world. A person has kol hakavod hazeh, all kinds of money, all kinds of gashmistika, honor and kavod. It weighs down on the person. The person can't talk to other people normally. He's worried about his honor, about his respect. All these type of things, they weigh down on a person. They're kavod, they're difficult. But she'en kein, someone who's involved in Torah, kavod is not, doesn't weigh down on a person. It makes a person lighter and easier. Even more. Someone who gives kavod gashmi to another person, he's missing the kavod. If he tells someone, if he gives someone else the honor, the other person is superior to him, he's missing the kavod. If he gives him items to show honor, he gives him things to show him that he respects him, whatever he's giving him, he's taking away from himself. The kavod is chaser. It's chaser by the one who gives it. Kavod, in regard to Torah, someone who respects the Talmud Chacham and shows honor, somebody who shares Torah with another person, is not missing anything. The kavod is malei. It's something that's completely whole. This yisoid explains a number of psukim. When Yosef sends a message to Yaakov that he's alive, he says, "Bigato lo'avi es kol kvoidi b'mitzrayim, es kol asher yisem." Tell my father all the honor I have in Mitzrayim. Break the Goyim. The girl says, "Apella, Yaakov Avinu cares that the idol worshippers in Mitzrayim are giving honor to Yosef. He got to love you. It's called Kalei in Mitzrayim. You think Yaakov Avinu cares about it?" "No, no, no," he says. "Kol Kalei in Mitzrayim, Molei. That I'm still Molei, covered at Torah. I give honor to Torah." Yosef sent a siman to Yaakov that it's really him. He said, last time we were together, we learned the parasha of Egla Rufa. That was his siman. He could have given a different siman. He could have said, the last time we were together, this is what we ate for supper. Or he could have said, the last time we were together, you sent me on a mission to visit the brothers. He didn't do that. He talked about the last sugya they learned. Ah, that's the covet. The covet of the person is that his sprach is learning. It's called kavaydi b'mitzrayim. He sent him called kavaydi b'mitzrayim. The fact that he still has a life that's mistoivev around Torah. The same thing by the big day kuna. Basisa big day kodesh b'aron avi. Achichal l'chavayi l'lisafaris. Give Aaron a kind of big decoration. The Chavid should get honor. Aaron kid, that he gets covered, or the Lishma is to get covered. All right, maybe Pashup Shad is, that in the Mishkan there is any inner cover. But Kol Kavoidi is, I mean, Mekai Mitzvah say, big day, make big decoration of Vichalach, the Kavid or Sepharis. He's not going to go and choose something that is good on him. He's going to go and choose something that the Rabbi Nishon says, this is what you have to wear. That's taka, the covet. And our old question, what's hakel bar lechvayda? You make a bracha by sheva brachas. Hakel bar lechvayda. Hashem created everything for his honor. What a terrible thing to say. Imagine you have somebody who does a lot of chesed. Tell him, you do chesed, you do it all for your own honor. Terrible thing to say. No, hakel bar lechvayda. Molei, with a vav. He did everything to cover that Torah. The world was created b'shvil Torah shenikra reishis. Hakol bar lechvayda. The Bayri Yoilam calls covet. We have to get to the Madrega where we understand what covet really is. What covet really is. When a person wants to give covet, what counts as covet? When a person wants to receive covet, what counts as covet? When a person wants to show covet to Shabbos, how do you show covet to Shabbos? Kavayda Shabbos is to make it a Shabbos, Torah-dika Shabbos, a Shabbos of Torah. How do you show kavod to another human being that you want to show honor to? By sharing the Torah with him, by giving him opportunities, by saying to him, there's a mishmar at night, it's very geschmack, why don't you come and try it with us? You give me someone kavod, a leidegay, you're going to tell him to come to mishmar? No, a balmadrega, you're going to tell to come. Kavod is that it should be mistaken all around in Yonim that are connected, directly connected to Kavod, real Kavod, not the Kavod Hamadurim, but Kavod HaTorah. Yeshiva learning Subas this year is the aside that says in the Sefer HaFlaw, in the beginning of Gimel Lamed Aleph, on Taisus there, HaFlaw says the aside regarding an Oinus. What is an Oinus? An Oinus is someone who is in a situation where something was out of his control. In Gemara's example, man gave his wife a get, and he said, you should be divorced with me if I don't return in 30 days. 30 days later, he wanted to come back. But the ferry sunk. He couldn't cross the river. He's screaming from the other side of the river, Chazuda Asai, look, I'm coming. Chazuda Asai, look, I'm coming. But there's no ferry. He didn't come. So the Gemara says that the Ikar Adin is, the main halacha is, that Yesh Einus begin, that he could say, I wanted to come. I was the Einus that I couldn't come. And therefore, the get is Kayim. It's as if I came and the get is Kayim. He has a good excuse. So a good excuse works if he could have come. Azai state in the Gemara. It's up to HaFlaw. What happens if this man, on the morning of the 30th day, told himself, you know what, I'm not going, let the get be a get, I'm not interested, I'm not going. And instead, he went to read a paper, he went to eat a bagel. He didn't show up that morning. That evening, he reads in the papers that the ferries were down, all the ferries sunk. Even if he wanted to go, he couldn't have gone. So he comes to us and he says, Chazul, like I'm coming now. I didn't come yesterday. I couldn't come yesterday. I was an oinus. So I want it to be as if I came and as if the get is vocal. Sakta flaw, nothing doing. Nothing doing. If you wanted to come and the oinus stopped you, that's an oinus. If you weren't going to come anyway, you weren't going to come anyhow, that's not a taina of Reines. And the Beis Halevi in Parashat Shmos says a chiddush atzum. He says that if a mechalel Shabbos, somebody who's not from, he goes on Shabbos, he's mechalel Shabbos to save someone's life. He goes, he saves someone's life. He does malacha to save someone's life. He's going to be punished for chilul Shabbos. What? What? He could say, I was an einus, I had to save his life. I wanted to save this life. Well, he would have been mechalel Shabbos anyway. No excuse. No excuse at all. If you would have been mechalel Shabbos anyway, you have no excuse. Rav Chaim used to say about this Beis Halevi that the yesod is emes. Not an excuse, I was an einus, if you weren't going to do it anyway. But he says saving someone's life maybe is different. Saving someone's life, it's not pshat you're an einus in chilul Shabbos. Pshat is you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing something that you're mechuyev to do. You're mekayim, mutar she'achal Shabbos achas, and yekayim habo Shabbos yisharbe. Certainly, if you hold chilul Shabbos and b'koch nefashos is chutra, then it's not similar to the case of the haflah where a person is an einus. Okay. However, the yesod is you can't say einus if you weren't going to do it anyway. A very important yesod. If you're going to go to the Beis Medrash and something comes up and you can't go, you have a teretz, I would have gone. But a person is not going to go anyway. He's going to waste his Shabbos draying around. And one time he has a good excuse why he didn't go. It's not an excuse. You can't have an excuse if you don't do it anyway. You can't have an excuse if you don't want to do it. A person has to be mizaris himself, especially on Shabbos, and especially on the last Shabbos of a year before we come next Shabbos to Rosh Hashanah. He mechazik yourself not to waste the Shabbosos, not to waste the Yom Mechuba, Nikol Yomi. What's Mechuba? What's special about Shabbos if you drain around? What's special about it? We can't go to work. You're not wasting your time. Shabbos, you're wasting your whole day, your whole afternoon. Chas v'sholom. Make use of the Shabbos. Pick yourself up. The suit is over. Go lie down for half an hour or for 45 minutes. That's enough. A person doesn't need more. And head to the Beis Medrash. She wanted a wonderful chasimas hashabasei shal tavshin deivav, and we should be zeicha. We should prepare ourselves in yom neirav shetaka be yomim gedolim chashuvim important times. Be well.